Tops does have a future, but it's not the company that Armand Castellani built, that's for sure.
Castellani created the original Tops. Eric Rozier was pretty fed up outside the Union Hall for Teamsters Local 264 in Chictawaga. After 31 years working in the company warehouse and ready to retire, he's been told the bankruptcy and Tops failing to put money into the pension fund and money taken to keep the company going mean he's going to have to work 10 more years for a pension, which will be less than he was supposed to get now to retire. Rozier says his retirement has been taken away and his body has been worn down by his years in the warehouse, much of it doing bull work.
My body is absolutely, I'm just bent and broken, but I keep going to work every day. Get up, go to work, put food on tables in Western New York, and I don't feel like I'm benefited at all.
The company's agreed to take almost $4 million it has planned to pay executive bonuses and will use it toward $15 million going into a new pension fund, carrying much lower pensions in the future. Tops isn't the only company paying into this because it didn't always own the warehouse. The plan still requires approval in federal bankruptcy court. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.